This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 10 people lost their lives as relentless rainfall over the past 24 hours has triggered a flood emergency across the Jammu division. The pilgrimage to the Mata Vaishno Devi shrine has been suspended after 6 people died and 18 others injured due to landslides on the route to the shrine atop the Trikuta Hills caused by heavy rainfall. The Hemkoti route has also been closed. 4 people have also lost their lives in the Doda district. Internet services in some areas of the Jammu region have reportedly been disrupted. All government offices except emergency services will be closed tomorrow. Floodwaters have submerged several low-lying areas, with most rivers flowing above the danger mark. The Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for tomorrow. Rescue operations are underway in multiple districts, while advisories have been issued warning of further landslides, cloudbursts and flash floods. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah termed the situation serious and has placed emergency funds at the disposal of deputy commissioners. In Punjab, 7 districts have been put on high alert due to flooding in many villages after incessant rain for last 36 hours led to rise in water level of Bias and Ravi rivers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat. He said the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan.
Make in India. Is yatra mein एक नया अध्याय जुड़ रहा है। आज से भारत में बने इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स 100 देशों को एक्सपोर्ट किए जाएंगे। साथ ही आज हाइब्रिड बैटरी इलेक्ट्रोड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी स्टार्ट हो रही है। आज का ये दिन भारत और जापान की फ्रेंडशिप को भी नया आयाम दे रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi also flagged off the Made in India battery electric vehicles e-Vitara from Hansalpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Japan and China from Thursday. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri shared details of Prime Minister Modi's Japan visit with the media in New Delhi today.
Shri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan on the evening of 28 August. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's 8th visit to Japan.
In China, the Prime Minister will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's 25th meeting of Council of Heads of State in Tianjin on 31st of August and 1st September of the next month. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh commissioned 2 of the Indian Navy's advanced frontline frigates, INS Udayagiri and INS Himgiri, at the Eastern Naval Command in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the commissioning of these 2 ships showcases the success of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives of the central government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that demographic changes in border areas directly impact the security of the country and its borders. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the inaugural session of the 2-day Vibrant Villages Program workshop in New Delhi today. Government has imposed stock limits on wheat to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. The stock limit for the traders and wholesalers has been reduced to 2,000 metric tons from 3,000 metric tons in the revised stock limit. The stock limit for the retailers will be 8 metric tons. Indian Olympian Sift Kaur Samra clinched the gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions individual event at the Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. Sift took the top spot ahead of Yuri Yang of China and Japan's Misaki Nobata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.